Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Mem Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of daf Mem Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achinu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzar of Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yomin Tzvi Ben Rabbi Nosson. So we're moving along in Perek HaMafkid, dealing with halachos related to Shem. Zok the Mishnah. Hamafkid chavis eitzal chaveroi. If somebody gave his friend a chavis to watch as a pikadon, v'lo yichadu lo baylim makan. And when the owner of the chavis gave the pikadon to the shomer, he did not identify a specific place in the shomer's house where he wants him to watch the chafetz. Vitiltala, and then afterwards the Shomer Pekadin was metaltal the Pekadin, then Ishtabra, and it broke. If the Chavis broke while it was physically in the hand of the Shomer, then the Halacha is follows. Litzarchai, if when the Shomer was metaltal it, he did it for his own tzarech, for some personal use, chayiv, he's going to be responsible for the fact that it broke. Litzarcha, if however, when he was metaltal this chavis, he did it for the tzarech of the chavis, pater, then the halach is, he's going to be pater. Im mishehen nicha nishbara, what if the shomer pekadon was metaltal the chavis, he then put it down, and afterwards it broke, then the halach is, bein litzarcha, bein litzarcha, pater. It doesn't matter if he was metaltal it for his own tzarech, or if he was metaltal it for the tzarech of the chavis. In either case, the halach is, he's going to be pater. Now, this is all true if somebody was mafkid chavis etzal chaveroi, v'lo yichadu lo ba'ilamakim, says the next part of the Mishnah, yichadu lo ha'ba'ilamakim. What would be if the owner, when he gave this pekadon to the shomer pekadon, identified a place in the shomer's house where he wants him to watch it, and they all agreed on that. V'tiltala, and then the shomer was metaltal the chavitz, v'nishbra, and again it broke, then the halach is, bein mitoich yadai. It doesn't matter if it broke while it was in the hand of the shomer, uvein meshehinicha, or if it broke after the shomer already put it down, the halacha in either case is going to be, litzar chai, if he was metaltal it for his own tzarech, for his own use, chayev, he's going to be chayev, litzar cha, if he was metaltal it for the tzarech of the chavis, in that case, pater, he's going to be pater. So there's a lot going on in this Mishnah. The Gemara is very much going to explain the Mishnah, super high level. What the Mishnah is saying is that although ordinarily a shomer pekadin is pater from einzin, a shoyl is the one exception, that's chayv and oinzen. But a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, a soicher is pater from oinzen. Stating that, it is possible that a shomer will be chayv and oinzen. How is that possible? In the event that he was metaltal this pikadon, that can trigger a chayv oinzen. When would it trigger a chiyuv einzin? Meaning, what are the prerequisites that would have to be met in order for that chiyuv to actually go into effect? So that's this Mishnah. The Mishnah makes a distinction between whether it was yichadu l'makayim or lo yichadu l'makayim. Additionally, the Mishnah makes a distinction between whether the oynes happened while it was in the hand of the shomer or whether the oynes happened meshehenicha. There's a lot going on, all of which will very much be discussed in the Mishnah. But let's start with one nekuda, and that is, the Mishnah says that if somebody is watching a pekadon, he's either a shomer chinam, or a shomer sachar, or a soicher, and he then went and was metaltal this chefetz that he was watching, and then it broke. Says the Mishnah, if there was lo yichadu l'makim, there's no specific place where he's supposed to be watching it, then if it breaks, as in an oynes happens while it's in his hand, the halacha is, if he did it for his own tzarech, he's going to be chayiv. If, however, he puts it down and then it breaks, even if he was metaltlet for his own tzarech, he's going to be pater. If it was yichadula habaylem makayim and he was metaltlet litzar chay, whether it broke while it was in his hand, or whether it broke after he put it down, in either case, the halacha is he's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara is first going to try to understand the reisha, then the Gemara is going to try to understand the seifa, and then the Gemara is going to try to make sense of the reisha of the seifa. And the truth is, today's daf's not really so hard. There's some lamdas in today's daf, as we're going to see, but the signon is a little tricky. Just have to hold cashman. Snares the Gemara. Hamani, the ratio of the Mishnah that says that a person is only chayiv when it was lo yichadu lo makoim, if the oinus happened while it was in his hand. Once, however, he puts it down, at that point he's going to be potter. Who is Natan of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel. It seems to be Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, who holds loy be'inan das bailim, that if somebody steals something and he wants to now return it, he does not need to notify the person that he's returning to of the fact that he returned it. The time you learn to the price, meaning what's the source of this halacha of Rabbi Shmuel? If somebody steals a sheep from a whole bunch of sheep, or somebody takes a sell out of somebody's wallet, Rabbi Shmuel says, if you want to be Mekayim, you're Chiv, all you have to do is return this thing that you took to the place that you took it from, and by doing that, you fulfill your Chiv. Rabbi Akiva says, that's not enough. You have to notify the person that you took it from. And if you don't notify him, you're still a gazlan. What does that mean? If an oinus happens, you're still going to be chayiv an oinsin. You're not ois gazlan until you return it, but not just until you return it, until you notify the person that you returned it. In other words, says the Gemara, it would seem from the ratio of the Mishnah that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Why? When the Shomer Pekadin picked up this Chefetz, and he was Metalpalit, L'chura, he was a Gazlan. And if he was a Gazlan, then he should be Chayiv Anoitzen. What does the Mishnah say? If the Oynes happened while it's in his Rishos, while he's holding it, he's Taka Chayiv Anoitzen. If, however, it happens Mehashin Nicha, after he put it down, at that point, he's not going to be Chayiv Anoitzen. What's the reason? He was a Gazlan, a Gazlan's Chayiv Anoitzen. The Teretz is because when he put it back down, he was Mekayim his Veheshev Esagzela Asher Gazal. Now, if you're going to tell me that the only time you Mekayim Veheshev Esagzela Asher Gazal is if you have Das Bailam, like Rabbi Akiva says, so then you weren't Mekayim your Veheshev, you're still a Gazlan, you should still be Chayiv Anoitzen. From the fact that the Reisha, the Mishnah says, albeit in the case of Lo Yichadu Lamakim, that Misha Henicha Pater, Hamani Rabbi Shmolvi, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmol, if it's going according to Rabbi Shmol, my ear you Lo Yichadu. So why did the Reisha of the Mishnah say that this halacha is only true if it was lo yichadu lamakim, afilu yichadu nami, then the halacha should be true even if it's yichadu. Now, if you stopped right here, you would say, come again? The seif of the Mishnah says mefurish where it's yichadu, there the halacha is actually different. But the Gemara is, like we said, analyzing the reisha as if there was no seifa, and then we're going to analyze the seifa as if there was no reisha, and then we're going to try to make sense of everything. But the Gemara, again, focusing exclusively on the reisha. If the reisha is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, so why does the reisha of the Mishnah say, lo yichadu lamakim? Even if it was yichadu lamakim, the halacha would be the same, that if the oinus happens while it's in the hand of the shomer, he's a gazlan, he's chayiv anoitzen. If, however, he put it down, he's mekayim the veheshev, so the halach is, he should be potter. So the Gemara says, you're right. Loi mi boyu kamar. You have to say that when the Reish and the Mishnah said, loi yichadu lamakim, it's not dafka loi yichadu lamakim, but the Mishnah wants to tell me a chiddush. Even if it's lo yichadu lamakim, meaning lo yibaya yichadu, that goes without say. If it was yichadu lamakim, dimakoymahu, where there's a makim where this pekadin is supposed to be. So if you picked up the pekadin and then you returned it to the specific place in your house where it's supposed to be, there it's pashit. At that point, you're going to be potter. Why? Because you're mekayim the heshev esagzei lasha gazal. I das bailim hamani Rabbi Yishmoli alafilu lo yichadu. But even if you weren't miachin makim to lav mekoymahu, so then when you put it down, mechatesi, that's considered a heshev. Still lo yibinan das bailim. The chiddush is that it's considered a veheshev. You don't need das bailim, and everything is going to be okay. But the bottom line, it says the Gemara, the reisha of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the way the Gemara understands the reisha of the Mishnah now is, although it says in the Mishnah lo yichadu lamakim, it's not dafka where it was lo yichadu lamakim that the halacha of the Mishnah is true, but it's even where it's lo yichadu lamakim. It's lo mibaya yichadu, but even lo yichadu. In all cases, the halacha is that a shomer that takes a pekadin that he's not supposed to take is considered a gazlan. Thus, in the event that an oinus happens, he's going to be chay for the oinsin. If, however, he puts it down, in Rabbi Yishmael's world, he's mekayim eschir the heshev etzagzei lasha gazal. He's no longer a gazlan. He's no longer chay for oinsin, and therefore the halacha is that if mishehenicha nishbra, he's going to be potter. So the Gemara says, "Ema sefer." Now let's analyze the sefer. What it's saying, the sefer yichadula habaylamakim. In the event that there was an identified place, v'tiltala, and then the shomer was metatal, v'nishbara, and an oinus happened, it broke. Be mitoich yadei, be mishehenicha. It doesn't matter if the oinus happened while it was in the hand of the shomer, or if it happened after you put it down already. Litzarcha, if when he was metalpul, he did a litzarcha. In other words, he's a gazlin, chayv, he's going to be chayv. Litzarcha, if he did it litzarech, the pekadim pati is going to be pati. Says the Gemara, asan Rabbi Akiva. The sefer sounds like Rabbi Akiva, the amar be'inan das bayla. Meaning the sefer that says that the shomer is chayv and oinsin even after he puts it down, meaning even though he was mekayim, ostensibly the veheshev is akzela shagazal, right? Where did he steal it from? He stole it from his house where he was watching the pagoda. So you put it back, you're mekayim the veheshev. Still yechayv must be, because we're going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds in order to be mekayim veheshev is akzela shagazal, you need das bailam. So even though you did the maisa hashava, but it's chaser in the das, and therefore the halacha is that you are going to still be chayv. But Rabbi Akiva, if the seifa is Rabbi Akiva, my iriyo yichadu. So why did the seifa only say yichadu? Afilu lo yichadu nami. Even if it was lo yichadu, the halacha should be that you're going to be chayv. And again, the kasha is what? The ratio the Mishnah says mefurish that where it's lo yichadu, this is actually not the halacha. But again, we're analyzing the ratio independently as if there was no seifa, and the seifa independently as if there was no ratio. And the Gemara says the same thing that it said lo yibayu kamar and echinami avada. The seifa of the Mishnah is true for yichadu, and it's true even for lo yichadu. So why did it say yichadu? Because it's a bigger chiddush. Lo yibayu lo yichadu. In other words, in the seifa, what we're saying is that goes without say if it was lo yichadu, the lav makaymuhu, so that when the shomer returns it, it's not like he's returning it to a specific designated place. So I would have thought that maybe over there the halach is that if you put it down, you're still going to be chayiv because you weren't mekayim dashava elafilu yichadu nami. Even if it was yichadu lamakim, de mekaymahu, where it's for sure it's makim. So you would have thought you're mekayim dashava being in das bailam, kamashmon that you need das bailam. But the bottom line is the way the Gemara just explained the Mishnah is that the reish of the Mishnah is going alibed the Rabbi Yishmael, the sefer of the Mishnah is going alibed Rabbi Akiva, the milu macher. It sounded like the Mishnah was made up of a resha and a seifa, where the resha is talking about lo yichadu lamakim, and the seifa is talking about where it was yichadu lamakim. But after further review, or really before any review, what the Gemara is saying is that's not the Mishnah, and that's not the way you're supposed to understand it, and that's not the distinction and the delineation between the resha and the seifa. But the resha is lo yichadu and certainly yichadu, and the seifa is yichadu and certainly lo yichadu. What is the chilek? The resha is Rabbi Shmuel, the seifa is Rabbi Akiva, who blatantly contradict each other, meaning they're on opposing sides of a very basic question, and that is, does it require das bailam or does it not require das bailam? But akupanim, that's the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah. So if that's the case, fake the Gemara, the obvious question, doesn't even make sense. So the Reish of the Mishnah is going contra Bishmo, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, in. Yes, that is Pshat of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan said, man de metargam li chavis, alibi de chatana. He said, if there's anyone that would be able to explain to me the Mishnah of chavis, alibi de one tana, meaning not by being forced into saying, Reish Rabbi Shmo, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, my valna mame basri the Masusa, I'll carry his clothing to the mikvah. When he goes to the Beis Merchitz the next time, I'll be his gabba, and I'll carry his clothing for him. Because Rabbi Yochanan had no other way of understanding it. Because Rabbi Yochanan had no other way of understanding it, so it's for that reason Rabbi Yochanan learned that the Reish is Rabbi Shmuel, the Seif is Rabbi Akiva, and it's following the lead of Rabbi Yochanan that our sugya's analysis of our Mishnah begins with a havana of the Mishnah. Not that the ratio is lo yichadu lamakim and the seifa is yichadu lamakim. If you were learning Mishnayos today, this goes without say, that's the way you would learn the Mishnah. But rather, what the Mishnah is saying is, in the ratio, whether it's lo yichadu or yichadu, the halacha is that as soon as you put it down, you're ois gazlin, because it's going galibit Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that a gazlin is loy bin and das bailam. The sefer, whether it's yichadu, lo yichadu, holds mishenicha, you're still going to be chai, because it's going galibit Rabbi Akiva, that holds that a gazlin is tzricha das bailam. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to bring that there were three amayiron that had a different shot in our Mishnah. They learned the Mishnah not the way Rabbi Yechen learned the Mishnah. Could be had they told their pshat to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would have carried their clothing to the mikvah. The Gemara is going to say why Rabbi Yochanan didn't really like their pshat, but I'll call upon him three different amayiron who are going to learn pshat in our Mishnah in the more poshut pshat, which is the Mishnah is going either libid Rabbi Shmuel or libid Rabbi Akiva, just to give it away. They're going to say that the Mishnah is going alibid Rabbi Shmuel, and they're going to say that the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa is yichadu lamakim versus lo yichadu lamakim, and they're going to explain what that chilek is. But there's long rashis here that say what we're about to speak out, and that is that before the Amayiron explain how you make sense of the Mishnah, they're going to digress, and it's really not a digression, but they're really going to take a step backwards and they're going to try to explain Pash Pshan in the Mishnah, why is it that when this Shomer Pekadon was metaltal, this Pekadon, we treat him like a gazlan, to the point that he's chayiv in oinsin, to the point that even if he puts it down, it's whether or not he's chayiv in oinsin or not, will be totally in the great machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and that is whether gazlan tzarech das by the way, tzarech das by. Meaning, one thing is mefurish in the Mishnah, before you start the Mishnah, and that is that this Shomer Pekadon, when he was metaltal, this chayfetz, that he wasn't supposed to be metaltal, he became a gazlan. Again, where do you see it in the Mishnah? Because he's chayiv in oinsin. Otherwise, be a shomer chinam, that's part of noitzin. Be a shomer zocher, that's part of noitzin. From the fact that he's chayv in noitzin, zoy say meris, that this person right now just became a gazan. The question is, what did he really do? Right? What did the Mishnah say? Hamafkid chavas etzel chaveroi, v'lo yichadu l'makim, v'tiltala. I don't know. All he did was is he moved it. How did v'tiltala somehow render him a gazan? That's what these Amayram are going to discuss. As we'll see, it's going to be a three-way machloikas Amayram. It's all building up, essentially, to the same place, and that is to explain the Mishnah and not have to learn the Mishnah the way Rabbi Yechon learned the Mishnah, which is Reishin Rabbi Yishmol V'sefer Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says like this, Tirgamo Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kameh Rav. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, he explained the Mishnah in the presence of Rav, Shenot Lamanas L'goizla. That you want to know why in our Mishnah this person's considered a gazlan, it's because when he picked up this chayfetz, the Shomer Pekadon, he picked it up with the intent to steal. That's what a gazlan is. Anytime somebody goes over to somebody else's item, he picks it up, he does a maisa kinyan, quote unquote, and he does it with the intent to steal, so that makes you a gazlan. The reason this Shomer unzer the Mishnah has chiyuve hashava, the reason this Shomer unzer the Mishnah is chayv and oitzin, even though mitzad is chiyuve shmira, he shouldn't be chayv and oitzin, is because he's a gazlan, a prosta gazlan. Shenot lamanas l'goiz, tigma Rab Nassim Barabi, kamei de Rab, Rab Nassim Barabi, he explained in the presence of Rab, shenot lamanas l'shloich b'laya. No, the reason this person is chayv is not because he's a gazlan, but rather because he's a shaleach yad. And when he picked it up with the intent of being shaleach yad. Now, what exactly is a shaleach yad? It's really going to be the topic of the balance of the dot. So if you look in the parasha of the Shomrim in the Torah not once, but twice says that although a shomer chinam is pater from Geneva Vaveda, and although a shomer sachar is pater from Oinsen, but there's a condition, and that is that the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Sachar respectively were not Shaleach Yad. So what does it mean to be Shaleach Yad? So I think if you ask the man on the street, what exactly is Shlichos Yad? He would tell you, Shomer is supposed to watch, he's not allowed to be Mishtamish with the thing that he's watching. And to the extent that he's Mishtamish with the thing that he's watching, at that point, he's considered a Shaleach Yad, all bets are off, he's Chayv and Oitzin, he doesn't have all the Pturim that Shomerim ordinarily have. It's true that definition of Shlichos Yad, but it's not 100% true. And really what's going to emerge from today's daf, at least based on the simple understanding of Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos in today's daf, is a little bit of a more intricate understanding of what a Shaleach Yad is. A Shaleach Yad is where a Shomer picks up the item that he's watching, al menas l'goizel. Okay, so then why is he just not a gazlan? If you pick up something that belongs to somebody else, I'm an asla goizla, you're a gazlan. So Shaleach Yad should also be a gazlan. Just to say it a little bit sharper, if somebody goes into somebody's rishos, he picks up his item, he makes a hagbah with the intent of keeping it. So that's a gazlan. We know a pekadin, kol hecha di isa b'shuza d'mara isa. So when you're watching somebody says pekadin, it's as if it's in his house. So even though you picked it up in your living room, really it's as if you picked it up in his living room. And if you picked it up on manas m'goizla, really you're a gazlan. So Rashi and Tosfos both speak out on our omid that the difference between a shaleach yad and a gazlan is a gazlan is only a gazlan for what it is he intended to steal. So for example, if somebody picks up a chavis that's full of things, and he has in mind to steal mixas of the chavis, so he'll be a gazlan on mixas of the chavis. On the other mixas of the chavis, he's not going to be a gazlan. The chiddush of Shaleach Yad is that if a shomer picks up the pekadon amanas to steal even mixas, the halacha is he's going to be chayv bekula. And it's that is the distinction between your regular gazlan and between your shaleach yad. Akoponim says the Gemara that Rav Nosson Bar Abba, he told Rav that you want to know why the Shomer Pekodin in our Mishnah was Chayv Anointzin, you want to know why he has Chiyuvei Hashava? It's because he was Notlan when he picked it up, it was Amanas L'Shleich Bayad. In other words, he didn't pick it up Amanas to steal the whole thing. He picked it up Amanas to steal even a little bit, and despite the fact that he picked it up Amanas to steal a little bit, still the Halach is, if it's Nishbara, he's Chayiv. And what does Chayiv mean, Bikulai? Because to the extent that he's a Shleich Yad, he's going to be Chayiv in everything. So right now we have two Amirah, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba and Rav Nosson Bar Abba. They were both Kamed Rav, and they both said different Pshatim and why the Shomer in our Mishnah is considered a Gazel. Why is Chayv Anoitz and why has a Chiv Hashava? The first Amirah said, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba should not Lamanas L'Goyzel. The second Amirah, Rav Nosson Bar Abba said, he should not Lamanas L'Shloich Bayah. Now, they're very similar Pshatim. So why would one have said one and the other? So the Gemara says, but my Kamifliki, what was the Machloikis? B'shlichus Yad, Tzricha Chisarin. The Machloikis was whether a Sheleach Yad is considered a Sheleach Yad only if there's a Chisarin, only if at the end of the day he was mechaser, he caused some physical damage to what it is he was shaleach yad or not. Man, I'm legoizel. The only time you consider a shaleach yad is if there was a chesaron. And being that the only time you chayiv for shlichus yad if there's a chesaron. In this case, there was no chesaron. Now, what happened? The person picked it up and he put it back down. There was no chesaron over here. So even if he picked it up amanas l'shaleach bayad, at the end of the day, he put it back down. So there was never a shlichus yad. Right? I mean, if he didn't put it back down, there was no shlichus yad. I mean that there was no chisarin, thus there's no shlichus yad. So as a result, you can't be a gazlan mitzad the shalech yad. Or in hilchus gzeilu, there's no halacha that you need chisarin. So a gazlan you are. And that's why he said that the Mishnah must be talking about where you picked it up. Amanas l'goyz. Manda amash shlech b'yad. The manda that says shlech b'yad, kosav shlichus yad. Ain't it shlichus chisarin. He holds that shlichus yad is ain't shlichus chisarin. And as a result, you're dealing with a shomer. If you're dealing with a shomer, why do you have to say it was amanas l'goyz? A regular person, you would have to say it was amanas l'goyz. The more glad the thing is to say, it was Amanas L'Shloich Bayad because Shomer is Chayiv even for Shlichus Yad, and it's for that reason he said the more obvious pshat. So the Gemara says, Maskev L'Rav Sheishas. Rav Sheishas asked on both of these pshatim. He said, you're telling me that the Shomer Pekodin in our Mishnah is considered a gazlan because he picked it up Amanas to keep it? Either to take the whole thing, Amanas L'Goyza, or to take Mikzas, Amanas L'Shloich Bayad, Midi not L'Ktani. It doesn't say he picked it up Amanas to take it. What does it say? Tiltu L'Ktani. He just moved it. That's all it says. Now, it sounds like he's using it, right? Letzar chai, chayiv. So he's used it, letzar chai. But it doesn't say noitla. Noitla would mean he picked it up, amanas, to take it. What it says is tiltula. Elam Rav Sheish, Rav Sheish said, hach mayaskino. You want to know what's going on in this Mishnah? You're going to tiltula, havi aler goizalos. What happened was, he was trying to get goizalos. He wanted to go get his birds. Problem is, he needed like a stool. He needed a ladder. So he took the chavis and he said, this is going to make a perfect ladder. And he moved this. And by moving that made him into a gazlan. Now, if a shomer moves something, that makes you a gazlan? Why would that make you a gazlan? You didn't pick it up on Manas L'Goyzel, so you're not a regular gazlan. You didn't even pick it up on Manas to steal Mikzah, so you're not a Shaleach Yad. So why would you be a gazlan? Because of us, because Rav Sheshes holds, Shoyl, Shaloi Midas, gazlan Havo, that a Shoyl Shaloi Midas is considered a gazlan. And being that you are Shoyl Shaloi Midas, you're using something without the das of the real owner of this item, that makes you a gazlan, and it's for that reason you're going to be chayv. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second, even though we're really mid-sentence. But the Gemara sort of worked this out of order, the way Rashi speaks out, so let's just figure out what we just said. So in our Mishnah, this Shomer Pekodin, when he was tiltala, he became a gazlan. All the different permutations of when he's going to be chayiv, when it's considered a hashava, but the bottom line is, a gazlan is a zikr. If he was metaltalit, litzor chay, he's a gazlan. Shai is one made him a gazlan. We have three mahalachim. One mahalach is he's a gazlan because he picked it up on Manas L'Goyzel. So it's an ekimta, but that's what's going on here. The other mahalach is he's a gazlan because he was shaleach yad, which also would mean he picked it up on Manas L'Goyzel. What's the difference? The way Rashi and Tosfos explain, Amanas ligzo miktsasa, as opposed to Kula, and even though it was only Miktsasa, he's a gazlin, not only on Miktsasa, but on Kula. The third Malach is he picked it up just to be Mishtamish with it, never to take it, and it's for that reason he's going to be considered a gazlin. Now, why did each one of the Amiram say his pshat? So, let's explain. The third mahalach, that he picked it up simply, Amanas, to use it, is predicated, like the Gemara says, on Shol Shlom Yidas Gazlan Ava. So, the first two Amiram, the mandam that says Amanas L'Goyz, Amanas L'Shleich Bayad, they hold Shol Shlom Yidas. He's not a Gazlan. If he's not a Gazlan, so you're only going to be chayiv if you picked it up, Amanas, to keep it. But if you picked it up simply, amanas l'shtamish, l'havi alei gozolos, in that case, you're not going to be chay. Okay, so they both hold that shalosh l'midas is not a gazlin. If you're not a gazlin, you know, become chay v'noitzin. There's no chay v'ashabas. They couldn't learn the Mishnah that way. I just want to clarify one thing. Everybody holds you're not allowed to be shalosh l'midas. Not a shayla whether you're allowed to be shalosh l'midas, you're not allowed to be shalosh l'midas. The shayla of shalosh l'midas, gazlin or not gazlin, is are you a gazlin in the halachic sense that you're chay v'noitzin? Are you a gazlin that there's a chay v'heshniv? Are you a gazlin that all of a sudden you have the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva playing themselves out? But avad, it's awesome. The shayla is, are you a gazlin to be chay v'noitzin? Our Mishnah is saying you're a gazlin to be chay v'noitzin. That's Shitas Rav Sheshet, that's why he learned the Mishnah that way. The other two Amiram didn't hold that way. They hold, yeah, it's Aser, but you don't become a Gazlan. Just because you did something wrong doesn't mean you're a Gazlan. And it's for that reason they couldn't learn the Mishnah that way. Okay, so why did one learn Amanas L'Goyza, the other learn Amanas L'Shloich Bayad? Really, Amanas L'Shloich Bayad is the more obvious way to learn the Mishnah. So the question really is, why would the man that said Amanas L'Goyza learn Amanas L'Goyza? It's because he holds Shlichas Yad is Tzricha Chisar, right? You're only a Shaleach Yad if there was a Chisar. It's very nice. You could have, would have, should have been Shaleach Yad. You picked it up, Amanas. Yeah, but Lamaisa, there was never Chisarn. And if there was never chisarn, shlichas yad tzricha chisarn. The Gemara soon is going to bring the makar to this halacha. And if shlichas yad is tzricha chisarn, so it's for that reason, in our Mishnah where there was no chisarn, it must have been amanas l'goyza. So either way, this was all brought as a hakdama, says Rashi. What are we trying to figure out? We're trying to figure out the Mishnah. Up until now, the Mishnah sounds like it's a stira, mamish reisha l'seifa. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, seifa Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yechon wasn't so happy about it. In fact, Rabbi Yechon had said, I'll be so makatov if somebody could explain the Mishnah to me. He says, I'll mamish carry his choling to the mikvah. But at the end of the day, says the Gemara, that all three of these Amirayim, who had different understandings of why the Shomer in our Mishnah is a Gazlan, oh, but they all agreed on one point, and that is the Kula Rabbi Yishmol, that the entire Mishnah is going Aliba the Rabbi Yishmol. Now, if the whole Mishnah is going to leave the Rabbi Yishmol, let's come up for breath for 1 second. The Reish of the Mishnah is great. What did the Reish of the Mishnah say? That if it was Lo Yichadu L'Makay, he was Metal to Litzarchay, Chay V'Noitzin, you're a Gazan, for whichever reason you prefer. Once you put it down, leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, ain't tzarech taz b'ayim, you're going to be potter. But what's pshat in the Sefer? The Sefer said if it was yichadu l'makom, it's different. Why does it matter if it was yichadu or lo yichadu? Says the Gemara. The Sefer, here's the punchline, shehinicha b'makom, she'ena mekoyma. It's talking about where it was yichadu l'makom, but when you put it back, you didn't put it back to that makom, you put it back to a different makom. That's why it's a problem. If it's lo yichadu l'makom, it doesn't matter where you put it back, because there is no makom. But to the extent that there's a makom, then you have to put it back in that makom. And what happened was, it was yichadu makom, and he didn't put it back in that makom, and it's for that reason going to be part. So the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yishmael. Freit the Gemara, the obvious Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Rabbi Yochanan learn this way? Rabbi Yochanan couldn't fathom the great Rabbi Yochanan. He had no mahalach how to learn the Mishnah. This seems like such an obvious pshat. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan held hinicha b'mkayim mashma. When it says v'hinicha, hinicha sounds like the taitch of the word hinicha. Yeah. We teach words high level, but lamaisa hinicha is b'mkayim mashma. It sounds like he put it mamish in that same place that he took it from. And if that's the case, you can't say that it was hinicha shaloi b'mkayim. This is not what the word hinicha means. Hinicha means b'mkayim. Hinicha means b'mkayim. It's for that reason that's not going to be an etz. Either way, in the course of understanding our Mishnah, the Gemara introduced the machloikis, a very, very general machloikis with regards to shlichas yad. Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chasarn, or Shlichas Yad Ein Tzricha Chasarn. We saw it was a machloikis between Rav Yaakov Bar Abba and Rav Nosson Bar Abba. The Gemara now is going to say it was also machloikis between Rav and Levi. Itmar, Rav and Levi. Chadam Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chasarn, Chadam Shlichas Yad Ein Tzricha Chasarn. One held Shlichas Yad needs Chasarn, the other one held Shlichas Yad Ein Tzricha Chasarn. So it's time the Rav would have Shlichas Yad Ein Tzricha Chasarn. I'll bring you a ride. The Rav is the one that holds that Shlichas Yad is Ein Tzricha Chasarn. The Tanya, we learned it a Bryce, Roya Shayu Roya Edroy. There was a Roya, a shepherd that was watching his flock. Vinyech Edroy, and he left his flock, Ubolair, and he went to the city. And when he went to the city, Uba Ze'ev, a wolf came the Taraf. He did what Ze'evim do. Uba Ari, and Ari came the Daras. He did what lions do. Dalach is Potter, this person is going to be Potter. Now Rashi says, Potter, why is he Potter? It sounds like this person was a Peshea. Now, could be, even if he was there, he might have not been able to stop the Zev and Dari. He might have ran for his life. But at the same time, he's a Tchilase Bepshia for sure, and we know that's a big machloikis. Tchilase Bepshia v'soifu bonus. But Rashi says right away, Hocha b'mayaskinan, where he actually was not a Peshea. But he went to the city at a time, at a place where it's normal and usual for the Raya to do that. As a result, he's not considered a Peshea. If he's not considered a Peshea, ultimately what happened was an oinis, and it's for that reason he's going to be potter. What would be if this Raya took his stick or his pouch, and he put it on top of the animal, then the halacha is chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Vavina bad bnei yeshiva heard this halacha, and they said, Mishum diniach makali v'tarmiloi alei chayiv. Why you chayiv? Hashaklin. Now, the first kasha is not why you chayiv, like what shaykh is. That would be the second kasha. The first kasha is, whatever pshat in the world that you're going to tell me, in why it is that if you put your makol and tarmiloi alei, that should be an issue. But if you took it off, so whatever issue there was, you undid. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. But you have to say, it's talking about where he put it there and he didn't take it off. But now the Gemara asks the more obvious question. Who cares? He didn't do anything. Meaning, Bishlaim, if when you put the makal of the tarmiloy aleh, you got the animal to move. So getting the animal to move, so that could already be a maisa shlichas yad. So if that's already a maisa shlichas yad, so then I understand why you're going to be chayiv in oinsen, like it says in the Torah, shayim is chayiv shlichas yad, afil oinsen. But it was loy moshcha. So the Gemara says, v'amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, amar Rav. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok said the name of Rav, and the name matters, it's Rav. Shehikisha b'makal. Now the case is talking about where he hit it with a makal, the rots the lafan of, and it did move. That's what's going on here. Meaning, although it shomer this raya is potter from einzin, but to the extent that he was in niach makoli aleh, what does it mean? It means he hit it, the rots the, and it ran. So then the halachas he was already shaleich yad, and mean that he's a shaleich yad, he's going to be chayv. Frank the gemara v'holoi chasra. I understand. At the end of the day, you're shaleich yad. Now what happened? It moved a little bit. Nothing happened to the pikadon. If you're going to tell me that when you're shaleich yad, when you pick up a pikadon amanas legoizla on some level, I feel the mixasa. That the definition of shlichas. Okay, so you're shaleich yad, you hit the with a stick and you wanted to use, like, come with me. Beseder. But if you're telling me that shlichas yad is tzricha chasarin, and if nothing happens to it, then the halacha is not considered a shaleich yad. You're like, chasar, elav shmami no kasava shlichas yad ain't tzricha chasarin. So what do you see from here? You see that shlichas yad is ain't tzricha chasarin. The Gemara says, no, you have no raya from here that shlichas yad is ain't tzricha chasarin. And that's the sheet of Rav, because Ema, I could always tell you, shekhisha b'makel. Now, what happened over here was, he wasn't hekhisha b'makel, but it was hekhisha b'makel. He hit it, and when he hit it, hekhisha, he made it shvacher. Hekhisha means to hit. Hekhisha means to weaken. He was hekhisha, but it was a hekhisha that it was a hekhisha. He weakened it. And because he weakened it, so there was a chasarin. The Ekonami, the Gemara says, in fact, I'll prove it to you. Why? Diktani, because what's the lashon? Shekhisha b'makel. And the kasha is, why did it have to say makal? Why was it even important that it was a makal? Just say shnekisha, he hit it. I don't know. A makal is something, you get hit with a makal, it's like a baseball bat, it hurts. And it can be makrish, it can actually make the person shvacher. Shma mina fakert. Shma mina that Rav holds what? That shlichas yad is tzricha chasarin. Oh, and if that's the case, that Rav holds shlichas yad tzricha chasarin. Again, how do I know that? Because Rav was the one that made the kinto shnehekisha b'makel. Makel in the sense that it was hekrisha. So midi Rav sava shlichas yad tzricha chasarin. Levi sava shlichas yad ain't a tzricha chasarin. So again, we said Rav and Levi, we know one holds one holds the other. Who holds what? Says the Gemara. I know Rav holds the shlichas yad tzricha chasarin. And if Rav holds shlichas yad tzricha chasarin, must be Levi holds shlichas yad ain't a tzricha chasarin. So my time of the Levi. What's the reason that Levi holds that shlichas yad is eino tzricha chisar? Says the Gemara, my time of the Levi that holds shlichas yad eino tzricha chisar. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Meshun Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi. The reason is as follows: because Meshun is shlichas yad hamura b'shem mesachar, mishlichas yad hamura b'shem mechina. The Torah mentions the parsha of shlichas yad twice in the Torah. The Torah mentions it by the shem mechina, and the Torah mentions it by the shem mesachar. But Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi that it's Meshuna. What the Torah wants to teach me when it says Shlichas Yad by the Shem Yisachar versus what it wants to teach me when it says Shlichas Yad by the Shem Mechina. Right, just to explain this word, because Rashi does, that Mishuna, Rashi says, Kaloima, right? This is a classic Kaloima. Avada, the type of the word Shlichas Yad in the parish of Shem Mechina is the same as the type of the words Shlichas Yad in the parish of Shem Yisachar. Stating that, the Mishuna isn't what the purpose of it was. The Torah told me that a Shemechina Mushalech Yad doesn't have all his Pturim. He's Chayvin even the Noitzen. And a Shemesachah that Shalech Yad, the Torah also said, doesn't have all his Pturim. He's also going to be Chayvin Noitzen. But the reason the Torah told him by Shemechina and the reason the Torah told him by Shemesachah, that's Mishuna, right? That's where it plays itself out a difference. Who said this? Rabbi Yochanan said this in the name of Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi. Rabbi Yochanan said, Vani Oimer, however, I argue with Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi. I hold, Eina Mishuna, that really it's not Mishnah. So the Gemara explains all this. My Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi mean when he said it's Mishnah? He meant as follows. The Torah really didn't have to say the parsha of Shlichus Yabai Shem Esachar, because I could have learned it from Shem Echinim. Meaning, had the Torah never said that Shem Esachar is chayiv when he's Shalech Yad, I would have known it anyways. I would have known it from the Shem Echinim. How so? Who's potting Gnev of Aveda? Right, he only has to do a little bit of a Shmira. Still, if he's Shalech Yad, he's chayiv, Shem Esachar, Shachayiv, Gnev of Aveda, like Holshkein, Shem Esachar, that's chayiv, Gnev of Aveda, certainly is going to be chayiv, Shalech. So why did the Torah tell me Shlichus Yad by Shem Esachar? Why don't I know it Kal v'chomer from Shem Echinam? Why am I to teach me Shlichus Yad Eino Tzricha Chesaron? You want to know why the Torah told it to me? It's like a Kroya Seira to teach me that Shlichus Yad is Eino Tzricha Chesaron. So that's the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, Vani Oimer, I hold Eino Mishono. That no, the purpose of the two are the same, and the reason is because Rabbi Lozer. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, I hold like Rabbi Lozer, who's his Talmud, the Omar, David da Achasi, that really the two are coming to teach me the same thing. Ma David da Achasi, meaning, why would it be that David da is Achasi? L'chura, it should be Mishonah, because one of them is extra, because once I know Shem Echinim is Chayiv and Shalech, yeah, sincerely Hashem is Achim, Bisham de Ikilam Ifrach, no, because there's a Pircha on the Kal V'chomer. What's the Pircha? The whole Kal V'chomer is predicated on the fact that the Shem Echinim is more kulidik than the Shem is Achim, right? Shem Echinim is part of Gnev Aved, the Shem is Achim is Chayiv Gnev Aved, right? You ask a Bacher, he says, which one of the Shem Echinim, of the Shemrim is the most? Shem Echinim is the most kill, then comes the Shem Esachar, Seichetz Machalikis, which one it is, and then comes the Shoyal. But Rabbi Lozer said, it's not so pasha what you're saying, because to a degree, Shem Echinim is more chomer than a Shem Esachar. How? Because Malo Shem Echinim, Shekim Esham, Tashume Kefal, Betoyin Tainas Ganef. We know that a Shem Echinim who swears Gnev of Aveda, and then Edom come, etc., etc., said Allah, he's going to be Chayef Kefal. That's the parish of Toyin Tainas Ganav. Only a Shem Echinim has Toyin Tainas Ganav. A Shem Esachar doesn't have Toyin Tainas Ganav. Why not? Because the minute the Shem Esachar says that it was stolen, he's chayiv because the Shem Esachar is chayiv in Gnev Aved. Now there is a mandama that holds that Shem Esachar could have Toyin Tainas Ganav, and that is if he tainas list the mezuyin, lamandama list the mezuyin ganavu, perik hakoynes. But and I go to later. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, Uman de loy parich, the one that was loy parich, Savra, because he holds karna beloy shvua adifa mikfeila b'shvua. No, it was Rabbi Loza held over the achasi. Don't tell me that the parish of Shlichus Yabai Shem Esachas, actually I could have learned it from Shem Echinam, because I understand on the one hand Shem Esachas more chomer than Shem Echinam, but then again there's a chomer that Shem Echinam has over Shem Esachar. Tain tain is garif. So what did Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi hold? He held no. He says, that's not a chomer. Fakek, it's a kula. It's more chomer to have to be chayev, keren, not kefal, keren, without having the option to swear, versus to be chayev kefal in the event that you swore, and you swore falsely, and the ganza maisa. Either way, says the Gemara, what do you see from here? You see from here, machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosi ben Uroi with regards to whether or not the parsha of Shlichus Yad that the Torah said twice has one extra mention. Meaning, the Torah says that Shlichus Yad is chayiv. That was needed. The question is, did the Torah have to tell it to me a second time with regards to the Shomer Sachar? Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi held no. He held it's extra. I know it mikal v'chomer. Rabbi Yochanan, and it was really based on Rabbi Lazar, held yeah, because I would have never known it from a Shem Echinim. How would I know from a Shem Echinim? Kal v'chomer, it's not so clear which is the kal and which is the chomer. What's the nafkamina? If there's an extra mention, so it's coming to teach me something. What's it coming to teach me? Shlichus Yad, ein etzricha chasar. If there's no extra mention, so davar da'achasi, they're both coming to teach me the ikur din of Shlichus Yad, and if that's the case, it's nothing extra. So if that's the case, the status quo would be that Shlichus Yad is Tzricha Chazan. So again, the Gemara says, my time of the Levi, what's the Makar of Levi who holds that Shlichus Yad ain't a Tzricha Chazan? It's because he held, like Rabbi Yosi ben Uroi, who holds that there's an extra parasha of Shlichus Yad. That extra parasha is coming to teach me a chumrah. What's the chumrah? Shlichus Yad in a tzricha chasar. And Rava Amar, Rava says no. And what's Rava coming to say? So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Masko, Rava Amar, afilu l'Rabbi Loza nami asya. That you don't have to say that Levi who holds Shlichus Yad in a tzricha chasar is going dafka aliba to Rabbi Yosef ben Uroi. He could hold even like Rabbi Loza that holds Davida Achasi. How so? It goes like Rabbi Lazar, there's nothing extra Meaning, I need to know the parasha of Shlichus Yad by Shem Mechinim. I need to know by Shem Mechinim. There's nothing extra to teach me that Shlichus Yad is Ein Etzricha Chazorin. Said Rav, it's not true, because Loi Taim Shlichus Yad, Loi B'Shem Mechinim, Loi B'Shem Mechinim. Because really, both mentions of Shlichus Yad are extra. Why? Because had the Torah never told me the parasha of Shlichus Yad, and this is Gishmak, I would have known it anyways. You know what I would have known? If it tasted Mishoyel, I would have known it from the Shoyel Mashoyel, the Ladaz Bailim Ka'ovit, Shalach Bayot Chayim, Madach HaShoyel, who has a right to be Shalach Yad. Right? A Shoyel is allowed to use the item that he's watching. That's why he's a shoyel. So he's being shaleich yad, quote unquote. He's using it. And it's something that he has a right to do. What's the halacha chayev in oitzin? So shem mechina v'shem mesachar, who are shaleich yad when they're not allowed to be shaleich yad. Like kol shekein, certainly they would be chayev in oitzin. If that's the case, lama nema. Why did Terry tell me even once? So the Gemara says, Geshma, chad the one time to teach me, loim l'cha shlichas yad ein etzricha chasarin. Ve'idach, and the other time, shaloi toima, you shouldn't say, dayoi lovoi min adin, liyis kenadin. Because if the whole makar to shlichas yad would have been from the shoyel, I would have said, dayoi. How so? Ma shoyel, but by lampata, we know a shoyel is potter when it's balavimai. So although it's true that there's a parish of shlichas yad, but not when it's balavimai, so I would have thought, av shem mechina v'shem mesachar, b'bay lam potter. If someone was shalech yad, shem mechina v'shem mesachar, and the Bible was there, I would have thought, you're potter. Kamash v'lon, a parish of shlichas yad, that you're always going to be chai. But the bottom line is what emerges, that even if you hold, still you could hold shlichas yad and shlichas yad. Meaning, even if you hold that the Torah had to tell it to me, but the mere fact that Torah even had to mention it once, because why not just know it already, kal v'chomer from the shoyel, must be that there's something extra here. And what's that something extra coming to teach me that shlichas yad is ain't it tzricha chazar? The Gemara says, "Lamadam shlichas yad tzricha chazar." What about the man dama that holds shlichas yad tzricha chazar? Hani tarti shlichas yad lamad. So why did the Torah have to mention the two shlichas yads? Meaning, if you hold that shlichas yad is tzricha chazar, so the Torah told it to me twice. So once. Me, what's the kasha? It shouldn't have had to said it at all. Learn it from Shail. Okay, so you'll tell me, da you love him and adin liyas kenadin. That explains to me why you mentioned it one time. But why can you have to mention it to me a second time? So the Gemara says, chada shalai toimar, da you love him and adin liyas kenadin. Once, we just explained, you need it for dayo, the idach, and the other one, the kitatanya. The following price, it says in the Torah, v'nikra balabayis elhu el oyit. And this pasuk is talking about the toyin tainas ganav. Meaning, a shoyim rechinam, if he's toyin tainas ganav, he's chayiv kefal, lishvua. But Chazal said that the only time this shoyim rechinam, who's toyin tainas ganav, is going to ever be chayiv kefal, is if he swore, ato imel shvoy in eluddin. How do you know? Maybe if he walks into Bezdin and he says that it was stolen, and then it turns out that it wasn't stolen, so the halach is he should be chayef. Nemra shlichas yad lamatav, nemra shlichas yad lamayla, says the Gemara. It says shlichas yad by the shem echinam, and it says shlichas yad by the shem esachar. And malahalon the shvua, if you look where it says the word shlichas yad by the shem esachar, it says it in the parasha of shvua, afkan the shvua, so to over here, this pasuk of a nikra balabayis elu alihim is going to be dafke shvua. So the reason the Torah wrote the words shlichas yad twice is simply not to teach me the halach of Shlichas Yad, but it's to teach me the halacha of Toyin Tainas Ganav, because the Shlichas Yad that it says by the Shem Mesachar is in the context of Shvuah, just to read the pasuk. Shvuah Hashem Tia Bein Shneim Imloi Shalach Yadav B'Malachas Reyev. So it says it clearly in the context of Shvuah. So we see from here that there's some halacha of Shem Mechinam that maybe you wouldn't have thought required Shvuah that really requires Shvuah. What's that halacha? It's the Nikra Balabayis Elo Elohim. Again, Imloi Shalach Yadav B'Malachas Reyev, to teach me that. V'nikrav imloy shalach yad v'malachas reyeyu. Right, that's one of the shvuas that the Shem Mechinam has to swear that he wasn't shalach yad. So that v'nikrav is talking about shvuah. How do I know that? I know that from the fact that by Shem Mesach it's mefurish that it was talking about shvuah, and that's why the Torah mentioned it twice. Either way, Akan. This concludes today's daf. So as it relates to raid, dover be'itay matoiv, related not to the daf, but related to Chodesh Nisan. He did nafshi with Levi Chomsky, shared with me a beautiful maramakim that's brought down in the Chumash Agra on the pasuk Achidish Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim. This is a word that the Vilna Gaon said. It's not in any of the Sfarim of the Vilna Gaon, but it's said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And that is, the halacha is that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, with the exception of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Tof Yud Ches Sif Aleph, and the reason is because Meisu Nadav Aviu on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and because Nadav and Aviu died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, so it's for that reason you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Incidentally, could be you're also allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Av, not for now. But the bottom line is, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, although it's Rosh Chodesh, and ordinarily you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but because Meisu Nadav Aviu, you're allowed to fast. Another halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is that it's also Lehis'anes Kol Chodesh Nisan. So though, ordinarily, a person's allowed to fast, but Chodesh Nisan, if you want to fast, you're not allowed to fast. So the Goyin said, it's a Dover Nifla. Chodesh Nisan is mamish the opposite of all other Chadashim. Every month, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you can fast the whole month. Chodesh Nisan is just the opposite. You're not allowed to fast the whole month, but on Rosh Chodesh, because Mesu Nodav Aviu, then already you're allowed to fast. So the Goyin said, Lekum Midi Delay Remiza Bei Raisa. And he said, this Inyan, this Halach and Shulchanach, it's two different Halachas, Amrum is in the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So the Goyin teach like this, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month, the month of Nisan, Lachem is to you Rosh Chodeshim. It's like a Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, it's also Lisanos. This Chodesh is also going to be also Lisanos. But he said, Rishonu, as it relates to the first day Rosh Chodesh, that Lachem Lachot Yashan. That's going to be treated like a regular day of the month. The Divrei Pi Chochem Chen. This is what the Goyin said. He said, HaChodesh has said the whole month is going to be Rosh Chodeshim. Abirishon, the first day of the month, that's Lachem Lachot Yashanu. That's treated like a regular month. So Reb Levi told me that he heard from an Adam Chashev who said he had a hergish. His hergish was that the Chidah brings in Birke Yosef, and this is in Simen Tov Yotes, right in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber says, Mitzvah laharbois besudas Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to be marba in sudas Rosh Chodesh. So the Chidah says, what's the reason? Ki yesh kedusha b'Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh has kedusha. And because Rosh Chodesh has kedusha, so mitzad kedusha sayoim, mitzvah laharbois besuda. Right? It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Chidah, v'himeyois the kedusha siyontif yoisim Rosh Chodesh. Although that's poshet, that the kedusha of yontif is more chomer than the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Right? On yontif, it's asabasiyas malacha, you make kiddush on yontif. But matzinu milo the Rosh Chodesh yoisim yontif. You find that Rosh Chodesh has a milo over yontif. Vuhu she'ein or gehenim sholot b'Rosh Chodesh k'Shabbos. The or of gehenim we know he's saying kegavna for those that say is not sholot on Shabbos. Yontif it is sholot on Rosh Chodesh. The or of gehenim is also not sholot. Ki Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh hun chalu miyoin shenivra ha'olam. This is what the Chidah says. So he says, Mitzvah laharbis besudas Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason? Ki yesh kedusha b'Rosh Chodesh. And not only is there kedusha, but to a degree there's more kedusha Rosh Chodesh than there is on Yontif. V'hu she'ein or gehenim sholot b'Rosh Chodesh. Hagam it's sholot on Yontif. So Levi told me, B'shem this Adam Chashev, who said that the Goyin said that what's the gather of Osulis Anois? What's the gather of Osulis Anois in Chodesh Nisan? The gather is it's Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazel Ochem Rosh Chodeshim. He said the whole Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodeshim. He says, Yesh Loimah, maybe we could be Melamed Tzchos and we could paskin in this world. This is the Hergesh he said. Mamish for all the Yidden that are in the next world that need a tikkun for their nefesh, that Chodesh Nisan ain't Or Gehenim Shoylet. Because HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Reish Chodashim, the ganze Chodesh is Bepchinus Rosh Chodesh. And if the whole Chodesh is Bepchinus Rosh Chodesh, that like the Chidah brings, by the way, this Chidah, the Makar is in a Mart Chaim Perak Avri Psachim, comes from a Psik, it comes from Chazal, this Chidah. That there's an Indian that the Or Gehenim is not Shoylet in Rosh Chodesh, and if it's not Shoylet in on Rosh Chodesh, then it could be the whole Chodesh Nisan, the whole Chodesh Nisan ain't Or Shoylet Rosh Chodesh Shoylet. So I was just thinking, what's this Indian that Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's what the Goyin's saying, right? It's not a melitza what the Goyin's saying. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodashim. Azoy Dachman up learning the Goyin. That the whole month is Rosh Chodesh. It's just one hergish. And that is, it's Mavur in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. That Rosh Chodesh is somehow mechuvin to David HaMelech. The Makar is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that it was a Shas Hashmad, and there was a time where if Bezdin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, it was going to be a challenge. And one of the Amiram was Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and he had to send a telegram, but he had to send a Beremisa. So the remez that he sent was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Rosh Hashanah Chafei Amar Aleph. This is the reason when we're Mekadosh L'Levana, what we say is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But the Sfar Makdoshim say that it wasn't punk that he said David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But the reason that's what was picked is because there's a shaychis between the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh and between David HaMelech. The Svarim say that we know the Shalich Regalim are Keneged, the Gimel Ovis, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Shchoidish, which is also a Yontiv, is Keneged, David HaMelech. Just to read one excerpt from the Shem Yishmul, it's in Parshas Korach. The Shem Yishmul says, V'chem b'Rosh Chodesh, Shehu Yontiv Shal David. Rosh Chodesh, which is Yodua in the Svarim HaKdoshim, is the Yontiv of David HaMelech. V'Isa, V'shaleach li simno. Send me a simon that you were Makadosh the Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah Chafei Amid Aleph. And what was the simon? David Melech Yisrael v'chai mekayim. V'hu, and what's the oimek in it? The oimek is me inyan oiroi shal Melech HaMoshiach. It's because the oir of Rosh Chodesh, that Kedusha, the oir of Rosh Chodesh, is the oir of Melech HaMoshiach. And David is the Chmalka Mashiach. And that's why the simon that was Rosh Chodesh was David Melech Yisrael chai mekayim. Not just David, but chai mekayim lasad lavoi. David Malka Mashiach, because that's what the oir of Rosh Chodesh. That's where it comes from. Rav Tzadik in his farm talks a lot about this, specifically in Resisei Laila. In a few places, he talks about this inyan, and he says, a davar nifla, he says that Yontif has Kedusha, Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha. But he says the gather of the Kedusha of Yontif and the gather of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh are very, very different. Why does Yontif have Kedusha? Right? Why does Pesach have Kedusha? Why does Chanukah have Kedusha? Why does Sukkot have Kedusha? It's Zeichel Anani Yaakovit, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Something happened. And when that happened, that nest, that miracle, Kedusha descended onto the world. And every year when it comes to Atzman, it's Chayzev Ener, that Kedusha. The Kedusha of Yontif is Machmas Ta'ovar. But Rav Tzadik says something very tief. He says, Rosh Chodesh is just the opposite. Rosh Chodesh really now is as a Halbi Yontif. But really, we know Lassad Lavi, Rosh Chodesh is going to be a Fartig Yontif. And he says the oimik of that is that the oil and the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh comes from Loss of Lavoi. It comes from Yemois HaMashiach. And the reason we have a Yontif of Rosh Chodesh is because every Rosh Chodesh in this world, we're tapping in a little bit to the Kedusha, not of the Avar, but the Kedusha of the Asin. And Rav Tzadik is very Meirich, again, Ba'oimek, it's in Resisei Laila, Ois Ches, it's in Resisei Laila, Ois Mem Zayin, that just like you can tap into the Avar, you could also tap in to the future. We once said over from the Rashiva of David Shustel Shlita, who said that he holds that the reason there's such an achshad dar in this dar, and there's so much limit at Torah, and there's so many bachim in the light that are learning Torah metech mesirus nefesh, since be'emes apelo, there's supposed to be a yiridus adairus, and azak klal Yisrael, like we have now, he was saying, mamish, we've never had such a klal Yisrael. So how's it shayach? How's it possible that he says it's because just like you could tap into the avar, you could tap into the asid. And he said it's true, with every dar, we're a dar removed from the avar, from the majority, from the Hiskalos of Atar Reis Ladas of Maimon Har Sinai. He says, but we're one door closer to Eirish HaMashiach. And he says, this door is so close to the Eir of Mashiach. He says, that what you're witnessing now, he says, when you see people learning Mitaych Masiris Nefesh, what you're witnessing with your eyes is Eirish HaMashiach. This is what's going on right now. You're partially witnessing Eirish HaMashiach. And that's this Rav Tzadik in Resisei Laila. The Eir of Shchoidesh comes from the Asid. Rav Tzadik said, the Pasuk says, V'hoi midei Chodesh b'chotshoi, u'midei Shabbos b'shabatoi, yovoi kol basa l'shtachavis l'fonai, Omer Hashem. That's the Yontif of Rosh Chodesh. It's something that's going to happen in the future. V'hoi midei Chodesh b'chotshoi, yovoi kol basa, there'll be a day where Rosh Chodesh is going to be a fartig Yontif. We don't have this in this world. But somewhat, on some level, we're able to tap in. The Eir of Rosh Chodesh is the Eir of David HaMelech. The Eir of Rosh Chodesh is the Eir of Geula. The Eir of Rosh Chodesh is the Eir of Yemois HaMashiach. It's the Eir of La'asad Lavoi. It's maybe there's a little bit of Avon over here. Benisan Nigalu uBenisan Asidon we go. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. You know, we know that the Bnei Yisoscha says that the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah brings it, that the 12 Rosh Chodesh is really mechuvin to the 12 Shvatim. And the Bnei Yisoscha says that Chodesh Nisan is mechuvin to Chodesh Yehuda. Right? Yehuda, he's the Melech. He says, that's a Chodesh Hazel Lochem. Lochem is Oisius Melech. It's the Melech. It's Rosh Chodesh. Yehuda was the king. David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. This is the Chodesh of David Malka Mashiach. It's the Chodesh of Sheva Yehuda. It's the Chodesh of Lochem. It's the Chodesh of Melech. The Oiris of Chodesh Nisan are the Oiris of Geula. Benisan Nigel, Benisan Asidin Ligal. It's the Chodesh Yeshua. That's the Eir of Rosh Chodesh. It's David da Achasi, like we had in today's daf. It's mamish the same thing. Rosh Chodesh is the Eir of Geula. It's the Eir of David Malka Mashiach. Chodesh Nisan is the Eir of Geula. It's the Eir of David Malka Mashiach. It's the Eir of Shevet Yehuda. And David Achasi, that's maybe the Oymek that Achodesh Hazel Lachem Reish Chodashim. This whole month is a beginning of Rish Chodesh, because the whole Chodesh Nisan, somehow we're tapping in this tremendous Eiris of Geula. It's Mizman, Mesugel, Mizman, that's Mukhshu Geula. But maybe you could just add and just end with one Hoysafa. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Everyone knows this Gemara. Sort of. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Acha, Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan." Chal mevorich al achodesh bezmane. Any person that's mevorich al achodesh bezmane, it's mekadosh shalavana, and he does it bezmane, ilu mekabel pnei shchin. It's as if he was mekabel pnei shchin. The ksiv hach, it says over here, achodesh hazalochem roish chadashim. The ksiv hasam, and it says over there, ze keli vanveil. So achodesh hazeh, when you look up at the moon and you say achodesh hazeh, like you said, ze keli vanveil. Kol ha. Mevorich al achodesh bezmanoi keilu mekabel pnei shchina, says the Gemara. Tana de Rabbi Yishmol ulmali loizochi Yisrael elu lahakpel pnei aviyim shebashamayim kol chodesh vechodesh daya. If we had one mitzvah in the Torah, and that one mitzvah would be to do kiddush vana daya, right? Dayenu daya. On some level, that would have been enough. Amar Abaya. Abaya said hilkoch neimrino meumad. Because of that, if when you mekadesh levana, you be mekabel pnei shchina, so you have no choice. When you do it, you have to do it meumad. So if someone is Mikvorech al chodesh bezmanoi, it's keilu mekabel pnei shchin. What does that even mean? So if you take a look at the Marshon Chedushi Agodas, says the Marshon v'zel v'shoyne yazav v'yesh leiber v'fishne Yisrael begolusan einon zoichen lirois pnei shchina, because Klal Yisrael, when they're in Golus, they're not zoichen to see the pnei shchina. Urechoyka mikabelasa, we're very very far. Once upon a time, Yid was able to go to the Beis Hamikdash Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeirah Kol Schorcha Lirois V'Leirois. But in Golos, Einon Zoichen Lirois Pnei Shechina. V'Rechoika Mikabalos. We're very removed from being able to be Mikabal Pnei Shechina. Aval Chidush HaLevona. But when you see the Levona that's being Neschadish, who seemingly Yisrael, Shem Asidim Leschadish Kemoisa, L'far L'Yroitzron B'Kibul Pnei Shechina. It's a simon that one day, Klal Yisrael is going to rise again. And once again, we will have the opportunity to be able to be mekabel pnei shchina. K'moshe yoyre al zeh nusach birchas halavon. Like the nusach of birchas halavon is moira. Ulezeh. Kishanu mevarchan al chodesh bezmanu. Therefore, when we're mevarich on the chodesh bezmanu, shehu simin, shanu asidim l'schadish k'moysa, which is a simin that we too will be l'schadish k'moysa. Harei anu ki'ilu mekabel pnei shchina. When we're mekadesh halavon, what you're looking at is just one day we'll have the schos to be mekabel pnei shchina again. And being that that's what you're supposed to take out, it's literally, it's a ki'ilu, right? Ein l'cha ki'ilu g'doy l'mizu. It's ki'ilu mekabel pnei shchina. It's as if you were literally being mekabel pnei shchina. You know, the Mashash tells too, in this piece, the nusach of Kiddush Levana. It's a nusach we all know. I think it's kedai pasha to read the words. The Mashal didn't even say a chiddush in this piece. When he said, take a look at the nusach, it's not like a mechudush thing of Mashal. It's mamish what the nusach means. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Asher b'bamoroi baruch shchakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his words, he created the heavens. Basara mamoris nivra olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with amira. Uberuach piv. And literally, with a breath that comes out of his mouth, called tzvam. Kodesh Baruch Hu created all the tzvam. Chaykuz man nosan lohem, shlo yishanu as tafkidan. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the shchakim, and he created kol tzvam, he gave all of the ma'irois, and he gave all the kaychavim, and everything in the shamayim, a chayk, and a zman, and he instructed them, shlo yishanu as tafkidan. You're supposed to be Moshe Vayoyim, you're supposed to be Moshe Vayoyim, everyone has their Zman. Sosim Usmeichen Lassus Ritzon Kainim. And these Ma'oirois, the Shchokim and the Kol Tzvam, they're so besimcha, they're so happy to do the Ratzon of their Creator. Who's their Creator? He's a Poyol Emes. Shepulosay Emes. That Mamish Mechuzik, right? This is the way you read it. Sosim Usmeichen Lassus Ritzon Kainim Poyol Emes Shepulosay Emes. It's all adjectives describing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that these Ma'oirois, Sosim Usmeichen Lassus, and then the Eibishter went specifically to the moon, and he told the moon that I want you to renew yourself every single month. And the reason Hashem tells the moon that I want you to renew yourself, ateres, tiferes, la musei batan, because by you renewing yourself every month, that is going to be a crown, and atar is a crown, ateres of tiferes, la musei batan. To those that I gave birth to Klal Yisrael. Every single time the moon renews itself, this is mamish, it's an ateres teferes to Klal Yisrael. Why? What's sheiches? What does the moon have to do with Klal Yisrael? And how is that our crown? Because when the Yid looks up and he sees that the moon comes out, what the Yid chaps is that he too is destined to renew himself. And that this is going to be a day that he is going to be Zoycha Lefar Liyotzer Mal Sheik Feid Machusa. And that's the Oymik says, the Master's Mefurish. He said, that's the Nusach of Kiddush Levana. And it comes from this Indian. It's because Chazal understood that when we're Mekadosh to Levana, you're being Mekabal to Pnei Shechina. And where's the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? Because it's a reminder that one day we're going to be the Mekabal Pnei Shechina. And when you see that Indian, Shema Sidin Leschadish Kamoiso Lefar Liyotzer Mal Sheik Feid Machusa, that's what this Indian is Chal. Reb Tzadik and Rasi Sei Laila and those pieces. So he talks a little bit about this Indian of Rosh Chodesh, David Malkum Mashicha, that has his Shaychas to Lasa Lavai. And he says that, you know, when you're Mekadosh to Levana, you look up and you see a finster choshech sky. It's mamish, it's pitch black. But then there's a little bit of light that's starting to come out. And he says, that's the hope that the Yid always had. Shehem asidim l'schadish kamoisa u'lefar liyotzer malshei kvei machusa. That's this Indian, that you have this hergish and you understand that there's gonna be a day where Klai Yisrael too is gonna rise again. And we're gonna renew ourselves. And that's this Indian to be mekabel pnei shechina. And he says, that's why David HaMelech is Rosh Chodesh, because David is doch and he's the one that gives chizik in the dark. He's hekim oyla shel tshuva, and this is classic Reb Tzadik, where he's meirich and meirich in this inyan. But al kaponim, this is what Reb Tzadik says. I was just thinking that this inyan of Rosh Chodesh and having a shaychus to the fact that we're asidim lekabel pnei shechina, that's poshet, that this is something that's most manifest in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh. HaChodesh hazeh lochem roish chodashim, roish mufcha shebechadashim. It's the hey ayediyah. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh where Klai Yisrael had geulas. We had geulas, we had avodim ayinu lepar b'mitzrayim, people were dealing with gashmias digitzaris, and keherif chayim mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and it was Shuas Hashem. And Klai Yisrael, they were in the mentesh haritumma, and they were mamish on the brink of slipping into the Shar Nun, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu again when they took us out. Right, we always speak, Reb Tzadik says, "Laman tiskos yom tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha." He says every single day Yid has to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. He has to remember that it doesn't matter what big of a blot he is in, beruchni or begashmi. In one second, the Eibusha could take the Yid out. But why do you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Ramban says you have to remember the miracles, right? The Amuna, Reb Tzadik directly said the chizik. That's what you need. You know why you remember Mitzrayim every day? Because that's the biggest chizik in the world. It's that Klai Yisrael was in a matzav of such choshek, and then all of a sudden the moon came out, and Klai Yisrael was asidim l'schadish k'moisa, and that was this inyan. So I was just thinking, Hashem heir einai, pun intended. But I was just thinking that, you know, we spoke a lot in the beginning of Bava Metzia about how a yid can't be miyayish. We spoke about it on Daf Beis b'Shem Reb Tzadik. We spoke about it again in the sugi of Yishol Midas. Lasis Kutzayin Ish Veish Mardchai is Ein Sham Yish Haman is Veish, which is Yiyush. We mentioned Reb Tzadik in his Sefer Divrei Sofrim, who explains Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph. He Safta says, you understand that I come from Avraham Avinu at 318 slaves. He says, you can't talk to me like this. I had 318 slaves. Why 318? Because Avraham Avinu, when he went to capture Lloyd from these mighty kings, he showed that he's not going to be Miyayish. And Reb Tzadik said that Yiyush is Begamatria 318 with the Koil. And this Indian of Shin Yud Ches, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's first drasha that he gave to show that he is never Miyayish is Begamatria 318. You know what else is Begamatria 318? Chodesh is Begamatria 318. 318 is Chodesh to the number. And that's the Sinyan, that every single time there's a Rosh Chodesh, every time there's a new month, every time there's a new moon, you know what happens? You remind yourself, Shem Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisa. We remember, Yed Chodesh comes a hope. It comes a hope that one day, in the darkness, in the finsternish, Klai Yisrael is going to be Zoich again, to be Mekabo Pnei Shechina, Mishataka be Zoicha, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, Roich Chodesh. It's not just a Chodesh. This is the Chodesh. This is the 318. If there's ever a time where Yid understands that he's in a tzait and a tkufa of altis yayish, of yir shaloi midas, this is that time. You should be zoich ataka to finally have this ateres teferes lamutei baten, which shouldn't be ke'ilu mekabel pnei shechina, but we should be zoich to the time she masidim l'schadish kemoisa, where Klai Yisrael will be neschadish kemoisa, will be mekabel pnei shechina, v'yis goyel tzedek, v'mher v'yameinu amin.